Hello and welcome to the Spiritual Solopreneur podcast. Today, my guest is Della Menicella. Della teaches entrepreneurial women how to integrate spirituality with success principles so they can achieve success in their business and achieve prosperity in their lives. She has been involved in the study and application of spiritual success principles for more than 3 decades. And has been teaching these techniques to others for more than 2 decades. Della has made it her personal mission to teach other entrepreneurial women how to use simple spiritual success tools to create business success and financial prosperity in their own lives. Hello, Della.
Hello, Bev.
Thank you for being here.
I am very excited to be able to share some ideas with your listeners.
Awesome. Well, Della, I love your mission to help women entrepreneurs achieve financial success using simple spiritual tools. It's beautiful. How did you get into spirituality as a business for yourself? Is it something you've been doing a long time, or were you doing something else prior?
Well, I was a corporate trainer for about 20 years, and I used to teach people how to be more successful. And I would incorporate some spirituality principles in that environment, but I really didn't have the opportunity to express it as fully as I would like. So in 2014, my husband and I lived in London for 6 months, and I couldn't do training because I literally was 3,000 miles away. So I found out about coaching and working with people one-on-one, and that opened my eyes to a different possibility. So when I went back to New Jersey, which is where I lived at the time, I decided to stop doing the stand-up training that I did for so many years. And I started to work with women one-on-one to teach them how to use spirituality principles in their lives so that they can achieve success and abundance and health and well-being and whatever else they wanted. And now I've actually created a 12 session program called my spiritual success system, which incorporates the two components of success that I really work on, which is spiritual principles and mental mastery to be able to manifest what you want.
Awesome. So would you call yourself a law of attraction specialist?
I would call myself a manifestation specialist because the law of attraction is not it's just one law that exists in the universe. There are many laws. Everybody knows it because of The Secret, which is great because it allowed people to recognize that there's something other than what we see. But the law of attraction is not the only principle that exists throughout creation. And I study all of them and I teach them. But the law of attraction is one that people know about, but they don't know how to use it as successfully as they might want to be able to.
Exactly. That's what I find too. And they don't understand it. So I was wondering if you can enlighten us a little bit, what is it and how does it work?
Okay. So basically, if you wanted to say what the law of attraction is, whatever you think about, you bring about, because our thoughts are really the conduit between the invisible world, which is infinite possibility, and the physical world. So when we think about something, we usually have some sort of feeling about it. And when we think about something a lot and we have a lot of very intense feelings, whether they're good or they're bad, the law of attraction is going to bring them to us because we create a vibration. We live in a vibrational universe. And whatever feelings we're holding, and a lot of times we're not even aware of them, but if we're thinking about something very strongly, maybe we're afraid of something's going to happen or whatever, we are creating a vibration. And what the law of attraction does is it actually creates the situations. It will bring people, events, situations, conditions that match the vibration that we are giving out. So people think it's just a genie in a bottle, but it's not. It's really knowing that how we think about things creates strong feelings in us. And when we really feel that very intensely, we are setting in motion the law of attraction, which will create the circumstances that match what we're thinking and feeling about.
Right. And we don't even know we're doing it half the time, right?
Absolutely.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Most of the time we don't know. But what's very interesting is your mind might not know, but your body always does know because our minds and our thoughts are a vibrational connection. So a lot of times when you say are in a situation, and I call this my yuck feeling. It's very, very scientific, a yuck feeling. When you're thinking about something and you all of a sudden like, oh my God, this is terrible. That is letting you know that you are thinking negative thoughts. Your brain might not be registering it, but your body is registering it. And if you stay with those negative thoughts and feelings, you are going to attract into your life something that you don't want to be there. So being aware of this when you feel like, oh, yuck, start to think what you're thinking about, you know, go up to your head and try to focus on what is my thought that is creating this feeling, and then change it.
That's interesting, because it's going to be difficult to notice the thought, but it's going to be a lot easier to notice a feeling in your body. So that is fantastic advice. Just when in doubt, how does your body feel?
Exactly. Because your body always knows. The mind is rationalizing a lot of times and saying, oh, yes, this is wonderful, whatever. But the body really knows. And tapping into that is giving you the opportunity to make a different decision about your thoughts.
Exactly. Do you think that's the biggest roadblock that people have in making this work, or making manifestation work in general? Just not paying attention?
I think, okay, it's a couple of things. First of all, many people know what they don't want, but they don't decide what they want instead. So they are very clear about it. I don't want this. And when I work with people one-on-one, it's like, well, I don't want this. Well, what do you want? Well, I don't know. The law of attraction doesn't make decisions for us. It just acts on what information we're giving it. So if somebody doesn't want something, what they should ask themselves is, what would I rather have? And that's where you start to work from. And you start to think about, what would that be? And then you start to be able to direct the law in a positive way. That's one piece of it. The other piece of it is that people don't realize that it usually takes time between when they direct the law to bring them something and the time that it actually shows up. And I find, even for myself, I mean, this is what I've been working on for myself personally, learning to master that in between time. Because somebody might say, oh, I'm doing this, I want this, and so on. And they're really intent about it. They set the intention in the law, and that's great for 5 minutes. But then for 23 minutes and 55 seconds, they're thinking about the thing in front of them that they don't like. So it's learning how to manage that thinking process, because that is really what is going to determine whether or not someone is going to be able to get what they're asking for.
Yeah, and it's a matter of vibration too. You mentioned vibration earlier. How so does that work? Is it a matter of trying to raise your vibration by continuing to focus on the thing that you do want, and not getting distracted by the stuff that's in front of you that you don't want?
Absolutely. And again, it's, if you see something, most of us have no problems with a vibration with something that's physically in front of us. We automatically have a reaction and a response. But to decide what I want instead, and then to practice being in that space in your head and imagine that you're already living that, that will shift the vibration that you are giving. Because the brain doesn't know the difference between something that's real and something that's vividly imagined. And they've done MRIs to be able to prove this. So when you're imagining that you already have what it is that you want, you are in the vibration of that thing. So it's being able to, going throughout your day and night, checking in, how am I feeling? What is the vibration that I'm offering? Is it negative? Is it possible? Positive? And then switching to a more positive one if you find that you're in a negative vibration.
So again, it comes back to paying attention. And
yes.
As far as, you know, being able to raise your vibration by feeling as though you have the thing that you're interested in, what about the idea that your brain doesn't believe that you are capable of having that, or that you deserve to have that, or there's some roadblock in there that you just, I mean, there's no point in me sitting here thinking, okay, I'm going to manifest $1 million, because I have no way of doing it. So my brain says, no, you can't, I won't be able to feel it enough, is what I'm saying. What do we do about that?
Okay. Well, first of all, when you decide on a scenario, the first couple of times that you're living in your mind, you're not really going to connect to it. But the more you do it, again, the brain doesn't know the difference between something that is real and something that's vividly imagined. That's part of it. The other part is people want to understand how the universe works. The universe is not limited by what shows up in the physical world. It's infinite. It has possibilities that we cannot even conceive of. And the universe always says yes. So the idea of deserving doesn't bear any, that's not even part of the equation. Because if you want to think about the universal law, universal mind, think about something that's neutral like soil. Soil doesn't say, well, you don't deserve to have this kind of flower. You haven't been a good girl. You don't really do well with flowers. It only knows how to grow whatever you're putting into the soil. And the law is neutral. It doesn't judge. It doesn't know. It only knows that whatever you are focusing on, especially when you have a very strong vibrational feeling relating to it, that's what it thinks you want. And that's what will grow. And it has an intelligence to grow things that we cannot even conceive of because it's limitless. This is the power that is creating the entire new galaxies. And that's proven that there are new galaxies coming into existence. If it knows how to do that, I think it can figure out how to bring us what it is that we want, because that's really simple in comparison.
Exactly. All we have to do is know what we want, is figure out what we want.
We have to figure out what we want, and we have to have faith. That's the piece that's, again, really challenging. So I like to use an analogy of Amazon. Everybody buys from Amazon or some other online retailer. When you place an order with Amazon, you don't expect that it's going to show up at your door within 22 seconds. You know that there's a process, there's a time frame between when you place the order and when it is being delivered to you. So one of the ways that your listeners can develop faith is to know that there is a process that the universe goes through from the time that we direct the law, which I call that you invoke the law, you're telling it what you want it to do, and then the evolution of it or when it shows up. Just like there's a time when you order something from Amazon and it shows up in your front of your house or a mailbox or something like that. You have to have the same level of faith in the law, in the universal principles, as we do in knowing that Amazon is going to fulfill what we want. So I like to use that because everybody can relate to that.
We know Amazon is going to deliver.
Exactly. And I think that people don't, there is so much belief that there's a judgment involved, that we have to deserve it or we're not, we have to be worthy of it. Again, that has no bearing at all on whether or not someone can be successful. Just like Amazon, the only worthiness you have to have is that you can pay for it. It's not saying if you've been good today, you've been mean, you slept too long, whatever. There's no judgment. It's just knowing that when you let the universe know what it is you want and you stay in that vibration, it will show up at the right time. See, that's the other piece of it. The timing may not be perfect for us. And we think if we don't get it within a certain time frame, that we're not going to get it at all. So it's recognizing that the universe, which only wants the highest and best for us, is going to deliver it to us at the time that is absolutely perfect for each of us.
Exactly. Do you help people go through the steps to figure out what they do want?
Yes. And one of the things I like to say, because a lot of times people are afraid to say what they want because they don't think they can have it. And I often use the phrase, what would make your heart sing? Because when there's something that comes into your mind about something you'd like to have and your heart sings, that is an indication from the universe that it wants to come through you. The universe is not judgmental. The universe is not, it is limiting. The universe doesn't give you an idea without you being able to manifest it in somehow, in some way. You may not know how to do that at this moment, but that doesn't mean that the steps that are necessary to be able to do that aren't going to be available to you. So when you feel something really, oh, I would love that, and it's really like a passion and a strong desire, the universe is inviting you to allow it into your life. So you want to recognize that it is asking you, wouldn't you love this? When my children were small, when my sons were small, I would often buy things for Christmas before Christmas came, and I would have them, and then I would try to convince them, wouldn't you like this? And wouldn't you love this? And whatever, knowing that I already bought it for them. The universe is the same way. The universe is kind and caring. It loves each one of us, and it wants us to experience the highest level life possible, because that's how it experiences its own being through our lives. So we want to recognize when something says, yes, I would love to do that. That is an invitation from the universe. I'm ready to give it to you. Are you ready to be open to it? Because we have to accept it and be willing to have the faith and do what's necessary for us to do to participate in that, so it will show up in our lives. And I honestly believe there is absolutely nothing in the world that your heart can want that is not possible to actually physically manifest. And I've had that show up in my life in so many different ways. And I'm not any more special than anyone. Everyone can learn how to do this.
Awesome. And part of it is learning to receive, to be able to receive, correct?
Yes, learning to receive and to get rid of the piece that, and especially women, I only work with women, but so many of them believe, well, I don't deserve it. I'm nothing special. Or if I want something, I'm being greedy. Get that out of the mind. This is limitless. It's infinite. If you wanted to be totally healthy, could you be too healthy?
No.
No. Could you, but people will say, well, you know, if I want to be more successful in my business or have more money, then I'm being greedy. No, it's the same thing. Again, we place judgments about what is okay and what isn't okay. The universe doesn't. But remember this, if you get that desire, it's because the universe wants you specifically to experience that. And it is ready, willing, and able to help you do that if you are open to it.
Judgment is really the glue that messes everything up, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not good enough. And who do I think I've had so many women I work with, because I work with entrepreneurial women. I cannot tell you how many of them say, well, you know, what I do isn't so special. Everybody else does it. They don't recognize their own gifts. I mean, I actually went through this myself very recently. I had been working with a very well-known mentor. He was terrific. And then I'm saying, oh my God, my programs are not as good as his. I'm like, wait a second. Something wants to come through me, which means that there is already the audience for that. There is already the group of people that will benefit from it. So again, going back to what is your heart, not your mind telling you, because your mind will tell you every which way and whatever that you're not going to be able to do it. But what is your heart telling you? Because that is where creativity starts. And that is where you can tap into this infinite intelligence that is absolutely able to do anything. And wants to, because it gave you the idea in the first place.
The idea that the universe is out there wanting me to have abundance, let's just call it that, is a new concept, I think, to a lot of people. That what do you mean? It wants me to be happy?
Yes.
All I have to do is tell it what I want, essentially.
Yes. And again, but the other piece is that the telling usually takes 5 minutes, and then the mind is going through all these different things. I can't have it or whatever. So the other piece that is critical for somebody to successfully manifest what they want, besides directing the universe to let them know what it is, let it know what you want, is to manage your thinking. This is so critical. And so many people don't know how to do that. And that is the thing that will make or break it. Because again, whatever we focus on and have a lot of feelings about, even if we say, okay, I want this. This is what I want. I love it. I feel so good. I visualize about it and I feel this is mine. And then I go back to it. The universe starts with this, but then it's shifting focus because that's what you're giving it. It doesn't judge. It just knows to grow. Again, using the analogy of soil, soil doesn't know what you're placing in it. It just knows how to grow whatever you're placing in it. So just know that what you're putting in there is going to grow, and leave it alone.
Right. So I've heard, you know, the idea of put the request out there, and then forget about it. Let the universe figure out the how.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes. Okay. So you have to, okay. So what happens as humans is we have an idea of the way we think things need to show up. It's great to start with, but whatever you think about something, you should always say this is equivalent or something better, because usually the universe is so immensely creative. I've had things show up in my life and I couldn't even possibly imagine how that would happen. But the universe knows how to do that. So with one part of it, letting it go, letting the process go is absolutely important. But I think we need to keep on tapping into what it is we want and living in that space, because this will keep us what I call tethered. It'll keep us anchored on what we want, so that the universe, we keep on telling the universe the same thing. I recently, 2 years ago, I moved into my brand new house in sunny Florida. And it was very interesting because I had to use so many spiritual tools and processes and managing my thinking during this whole time, because we were living in New Jersey. We were selling our house during COVID, which was fun. And I had no idea where to move to in Florida. So I didn't do it by myself. Every single step of it was through spiritual practices. One of the ones that I use all the time is spiritual treatment, which we can get into a little bit later. But what I was doing is I knew that I had some ideas about where I wanted to live, and I had some ideas about what the house would look like. So I actually got a floor plan of a house that I thought I might want to live in, not being attached to it. And I would visualize every day that we lived in the house and had wonderful friends and we just loved where we were. And, you know, it was just great. The price point that I wanted it to be at and all these things. And I just imagined. We never bought that house. We bought a different house. But that was what I used. And I actually love the house and the community that I live in. I mean, I am the happiest now than I've ever been in my entire life. And that's because of the spiritual principles that I live by. But what I did was I started with something knowing that this was just a place for me to anchor my thoughts, because I literally could see it. It had a floor plan. And I imagined that I was coming into my house from the, you know, entranceway and moving into it and being in the kitchen and having guests over and so on. And I was just using it as a model, knowing that I wasn't attached to this specific house, but I was just being able to say this, it's equivalent or something better. And I just know that the vibration that I am giving out is something of joy and wonderful goodness and friends. And again, every single thing that I put into my visualization and my spiritual treatment regarding this manifested everything. And as I've said, I am so, so grateful, and I'm the happiest I have been in my entire life.
That is
so
awesome.
And it's all because of how to use these principles.
Exactly. You mentioned a spiritual treatment. Tell me about that.
Okay. So spiritual treatment is a specific way of directing the law. And it's been around for over 100 years. Tens of thousands of people have used it. I was trained in how to use it. And basically, I love it because it's an easy system. So it's a 6-step system, and it's an easy way to recognize that we're part of something much bigger than ourselves that has infinite possibilities. It is not restricted to anything on the physical realm. It's infinite. So we start with that, and then we recognize that we're connected to it. And then we decide from that perspective, is I'm connected with the power that created the entire universe from nothing. And from that perspective, I'm deciding this is what I want, knowing that the law is going to bring it to us. And so it's directing the law, being very clear about what it is you want, knowing you're not using your own power, but the power of the universe to bring it to you, and then staying in a mindset of gratitude and letting it go to unfold in the right and perfect way. And I mean, I use that all the time. And I've taught, it's amazing the results I've had. Like I said, the house that I wanted to live in, and I am living in it, and it is a dream come true. And the students I've taught it to have achieved unbelievable results. So it's something that people can use for everything and anything, for health, for well-being, for relationships, for harmony in their lives, for money. I always treat about money. Oh my God, that's one of my favorite things to treat about. So it's a way to just be very specifically organized about, okay, Lord, this is what I want you to do. And I know that I'm using a power that's greater than me that is going to respond to it and going to bring it into my life. So it's something I teach all the time. I do have a free ebook that if your listeners are interested, you could put it in the show notes and they could get a copy that tells them how to do this. And it actually has 3 treatments in there, 1 for money, 1 for health, and 1 for success. They can work with that right away to start to manifest in their own lives. And it just makes it a simple way to work with the law.
Perfect. I want it.
Yes,
I want it
absolutely.
right
I
now.
love doing it. Yes.
So you also use NLP, I believe, in your practice.
Yes.
How does
And
that fit in?
the reason I love NLP is because, and I'm a master practitioner of it. The reason I love it is because it allows you to learn how to run your own mind. We have programs running in our minds. And a lot of times the programs came in when we were not even aware of them, but they're running our lives. So NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, is a model of how your brain works. Neuro. That's the neurons in neuro transmitters in your brain. Linguistic, what we say. People don't realize that every time they're saying something, they are actually directing their minds to believe certain things. And again, our beliefs will control what shows up in our world. So with neuro-linguistic programming, it is effective in helping people change how they believe things, change how they manage their thinking, change how they manage what's going on in their heads so that it supports them with what they want to think, not necessarily what they've been thinking about in the past.
So that is a great tool to use sort of in that meantime, the in-between time,
Yes.
if you've put the request out there, now what? Now you got to manage how your brain is working. So the NLP is kind of on the brain side
Absolutely.
and the
Sure,
law.
because remember, so many times people say, well, how to be positive? Well, if I knew how to be positive, I would be positive, but how do I do that? The NLP piece is the how you do it. It actually teaches you certain strategies about how you can literally change what you're thinking. For instance, one of the things that most people are not really aware of is that if they're thinking very negatively, their body is in a certain physiology because the brain, how you feel, what's going on in your head and your body are connected. When you change one thing, you instantaneously change the other. So if I'm in a physiology of being depressed and down or whatever, there's no way my brain is going to be able to be positive because this body posture is giving my brain messages and it's telling my brain to feel bad. So if I want to feel good, the easiest way to do that is to automatically just go and put yourself in a posture of feeling confident. When I'm in this posture, my brain is getting a whole different message and it can't be depressed because this is not a posture that allows your brain to feel depressed. So you could do something like this. And I used to teach this in my classes all the time when I was in corporate America. Instantaneous, just change, lift up your head, automatically you have a different state of mind. So that's something that's so simple and so quick and so powerful because again, you get to run your brain. Your brain is just not running programs that may not be working for you.
Yeah, because these patterns and things just start from who knows where,
Exactly.
your life, past lives, who knows where they come from, and you don't even, again, don't know they're running in there. So, super important to, again, pay attention to your body. You know, if you can't manage your brain, at least pay attention to your body because it's communicating as well.
Exactly. And again, going back to what I call my yuck feeling. When I feel yucky, my body is automatically going into that, oh, overwhelmed state. You just want to change it. So being aware, I always say that being aware is the first step in making a different decision, a different choice about where do I want to go? Is this how I want my life to be? Is this what I want my future to be? And if the answer is no, work to start to change that. And again, I love NLP because there are so many ways that people can learn how to do that.
And that inner critic that we talked about before, especially for entrepreneurs, especially for women entrepreneurs, can creep in no matter how much experience you have, no matter how successful you are. It still has a tendency to creep in there, here and there and start telling you about imposter syndrome and all those kinds of things. So what's the best way to deal with that when it does? You're working hard, you're doing all the things, but it still pops in.
Okay, so actually you just said inner critic, which means it's inside of us. The first thing, the most important thing we need to do is to get it out. move it out. Because when something is inside of us, it is a part of us and we cannot fight with it. It is going to be so challenging to try to reason with it or whatever. So literally take it out. And I actually have a little picture of my inner critic. I call her Grumpy Gabby. It's actually on a little postcard. And you can actually take that voice or that persona and put it in a different room. So you're literally moving it away from you. You can also change the way it speaks. So a lot of times that inner critic has a very harsh, judgmental voice. Well, if you started to say the same things and it sounded like Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse or Goofy, you instantaneously have a different reaction to it. So these are some NLP, what they call submodalities. There are different ways that you can actually start to play around with your own brain. And it's so simple. The first thing, again, if it's in your head, get it out and move it away as far as you can until you get to the point of like, I can breathe. And then you know that you actually can create and decide what it is that you want instead of listening to that thing.
Exactly. I think humor often helps with that too. Just make fun of it or think of something funny just to get it, to switch the focus.
Absolutely. And that's another thing. What you are describing is changing your state of mind. So if something is negative, one of the ways that you can change how you feel and sometimes quiet that critical voice is to do something you enjoy. Shift the focus. So you can, I run, I'm a runner. So that will actually get me into a different mindset because my body has to pay attention to running. Or if somebody likes to listen to music or read something or meditate, anything that brings someone joy is a great way to shift focus and being in a more open and positive vibration, which is really the goal of us throughout the day.
Exactly. Just trying to not be too stuck in these patterns, and you know, just try to do what you can using all these tools and using all these suggestions. There's lots of them to get out of it and raise that vibration, raise the frequency up.
And I think it is helpful to believe that the universe is on our side. Mm-hmm. The universe really wants us to be able to live the lives that we dream of. And we don't have to be perfect because I don't think any of us can be perfect. But just if we try, just a little bit is enough to shift things. There have been times in my life where there's no way I could have had a lot of faith. Sometimes I like to use the analogy of you see a little kitten hanging on a tree with just one little claw that's hanging on there. That is enough faith. And sometimes that's all the faith we can have, but it is enough to be able to manifest what you want. Again, the universe is on our side, wants us to be successful, wants us to be happy and healthy and prosperous and to enjoy everything that we could possibly want. So to know that that is really the reality of life. And to sometimes you just kind of have to like, I like to use the analogy of you shut your eyes and you feel like you're climbing into the arms of heaven and the lap of heaven and just feel like totally protected and so on. And that is enough. It really is. We were meant to live joyous lives.
That's awesome. And people sometimes don't believe it, but it's absolutely true.
And it took me many years to have to come to that mindset. I literally, talking about spiritual treatment, I spent 3 years treating for me to believe that I was the adored treasured child of the universe because that was not what I believed. So again, practicing the beliefs that we want, eventually they do get to become our belief systems. It's consistency, it's practice, it's deciding what we want to believe and what we want to think and just working with it on a consistent basis that can make the change.
Exactly. Consistency is everything.
Yes.
Well, what advice would you give a new entrepreneur, new spiritual solopreneur coming out with their gifts? It can be kind of scary. Mm-hmm. What would you say to that person in terms of making a go of it?
Okay. One of the things that I've learned, and I realize that this is really the key to being successful as an entrepreneur, is to work as much on your inner self as taking actions externally. Because our lives are, there's an equal sign between what we think, what we believe, what our consciousness is, and what our results are. So if someone wants to take all of this action, but they aren't the kind of person that would be a match to that action, it's not going to happen. So you want to not feel guilty about working on yourself. As a matter of fact, you should make that a priority. What kind of person would I need to be to achieve the success? What thoughts do I want to think? You know, spending time visualizing that you are that person, spending time being capable and able. Again, the brain doesn't know the difference between something that's real and vividly imagined. So if you want to be a successful person, if you visualize yourself being successful in your brain and you do it over and over again, that is who you are. So spending time on yourself is so, so, so critical, because then you will be able to get the results that you want, especially when you know how to direct the law, because that's the other piece of it. But you want to be the person and say, of course, absolutely, this is who I am. We always act the way we see ourselves. And so many people try to change behavior and they try to do things, but it's not who they see themselves as being. So they need to work on that part of them. That is so critical.
That is totally important, because we change, you know, we evolve. What I am, or what I want to be, what I see myself as 5 years ago, different thing now. So, but you know, those old ways are ingrained again. And, you know, I'm not that kind of person. I'm not the kind of person that goes out and, you know, becomes visible, for example.
And I learned that from one of my coaches. Well, you know, it's really interesting, because I mean, I've been teaching visualization and mental training and all of this literally for decades. But because especially in an online environment, everybody tells you, well, do this system and do that system. You have to do this and that and the other thing. I finally took a coaching course, which was one of the, well, actually I joined a membership program where this person talked about this woman. It's for female entrepreneurs, where she talked about how she visualized everything she wanted. I'm like, oh my God, she's actually talking about this as a business tool. And then I took a coaching program with somebody else, and he said that you need to 3 times a day visualize what it is you want and the person you want to be. That was a requirement. I'm like, yes, he's giving me permission. Oh my God, this man is so successful and he's telling me I have to do it. I'm like, whoa, this is cool. And so that again is the secret sauce that we don't talk about. It's not necessarily the actions. It's the inner. We bring ourselves to any situation. Working on ourselves is critical, because as within, so without. That is a universal principle. You are going to be a match for, or your circumstances are going to be a match for your consciousness and how you see yourself. So that is something that people should be working on every single day and not feel guilty about it, because it's probably the best time that they're spending in any given day.
Exactly. And to be patient, I think, is part of it too, because there is that gap in time, and and there's work to be done there. So it's not like you can just sit around.
Absolutely. And that's why when I work with my clients, I teach them to have inspired action. And what I mean by that is, like, one of the modules that I teach is about tapping into your creative genius or your inner wisdom. And I noticed that you did have somebody on your podcast to talk about that inner guidance. So it's not doing what everybody says you should do, because that might not be the right way for you to go about getting to be successful. You listen to your inner wisdom and it's like, okay, does this make sense for me? Does this feel right? Is this something I should be doing? And if it is, then you follow it. But you always check in with, how is this? What should I be working on? What's the highest and best use of my time? So we're working in partnership with the universe, but we're doing it knowing that it has so infinite power, and its guidance is going to help us accomplish things probably in a much shorter time frame than if we try to just work.
Exactly. It's not just all about the marketing and the social media and all that kind of stuff, though, you know, that's part of it, but
absolutely
the inner has to work out first.
Absolutely. Because again, when you're working on yourself, you're also creating a vibration.
Yeah.
And the way that you could, for instance, let's say that you wanted to accomplish something and you thought that you should do this, 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 and this, but you tap into your inner wisdom. You say, okay, what should I do today? What's right for me? And you get the message, go to this coffee store to get a cup of coffee. or tea or a drink or whatever it is that you want. Now, somebody might say, what are you taking time away? You should be working on this and so on. But no, this is the guidance that you're getting. So you follow it and you listen to it. You say, okay, I'm going to go here. I don't know why, but this is the guidance I'm getting and I'm going to follow it. So you go, you order your drink and you sit down and you just strike up a conversation with somebody. And that is the perfect person that you need to get not only to the next step, but maybe 15, 20, 25 steps ahead. And you would not have been able to do that if you weren't willing to listen to your inner guidance. So you take inspired action, not what everybody else tells you you should be doing.
Awesome. What would you say to me? I want a couple of things that I can do today to get myself on track here for my manifestation practice.
Okay. First thing is decide what you want. Mm-hmm. Decide what it is. And if you know, you might have this like big, oh my God, I'd love this. But if you really feel that for right now, that is way too big for you, that's okay. You can chunk it down. What can you really embrace for the next year or whatever? Something that you won't be struggling with belief about. So you decide what it is you want. The end result, not the process. So what the outcome, the like, you know, whatever the money thing is or the success or number of listeners for your podcast, whatever that number is. So you work with that. You do a treatment because that's a way to direct the law to let it know what you want it to do for you. And then you imagine that you already have it. So you could be saying, yes, we have this many listeners and so on and so forth. Like I'm writing a book. Okay. I've been guided to write a book and I'm actually writing it. And I'm imagining that we have sold 1 million copies, which sounds crazy. Cause when I first got that idea, I'm like, I don't know how to do that, but I'm not doing it. And so every day I visualize, yes, yes, yes. So you can just imagine it as you're doing whatever you're doing. And it has to be done every day. Remember, it's consistency. It's consistency. It's consistent. It's that constant repetition that gets you to really start to believe it. And it's also giving very specific directions to the law. Yeah, this is what I want. And you're in that vibration. Yes, I like this vibration. This is what I want. Yes, I received it. This is great. And then it shows up. So that I would definitely say, decide what you want, treat about it, and then visualize that you already have it every single day.
That's awesome. Where can people find out more about you and how to get hold of your fantastic free book?
Okay. So my website is spiritualsuccessrx, meaning, you know, you have a prescription. Well, this spiritual prescription for anything you want. So it's spiritualsuccessrx, and they can go on it. They can, the link for the free ebook is pretty much on every page, and they can read articles about how to use law of attraction, manifestation, all different types of things, but always from a practical approach, because I don't believe in airy fairy. I believe in teaching specific strategies that people can use right away. So I would love for them to be able to get the information, be able to, if they want to get our newsletter, I send out a weekly motivational mastery idea so they can continue to stay in that mindset and they can learn how to treat so they can get what they want.
Awesome. I love the idea that it's seems so liberating when, because you were just saying that, you know, I have an idea for what I want, but I don't know how to do that. Well, I don't have to know.
That's
it's
right.
It's very liberating.
Yes.
Going
yeah.
to come.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know what it is? Like when you go someplace and you have no clue of where you're going. So you put it in the GPS and you may not know, but you have that outcome, that target, and it is directing you with each little road and the traffic. You got to go around and this. So
talk
it's
about
the same
faith.
Kind of thing. Exactly. We have faith in that. So you want to use it at, use that analogy. I like that because it makes it easier for our brain to understand. You're just going to go the next, whatever, the next direction. And when you get to that next turn, you'll be directed to the next one and so on. And again, so important for people to realize that the universe is on our side. The universe wants us to be happy. The universe wants us to be prosperous and healthy and successful and joyous. That's what life really is supposed to be all about.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for being here, Della.
I am so happy to have been here.
It's been extremely enlightening, to
That's
say
wonderful.
The least. Very
Thank
informative
you.
And you're very inspiring to talk to.
Well, I'm happy to be able to help your listeners and hopefully they practice some of what we talked about so they can
Absolutely.
Start seeing results in their lives.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much again, and we will talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All
Take
right.
care.
Bye for
Bye.
now.